And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
Driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off. Bit of a mug off.
This is a mug off, baby.
Hey, come on now.
Yes.
Come on now, don't be being Fat Cuts are the only people. Fat Cuts are the only people that know how to use computers. Are we going cans?
I'm not.
You don't need cans.
You can go cans.
Beautiful part of the world.
You got cans.
I might
see how it feels.
Yeah.
You just call it the top end?
Yeah.
You know what you would say when you were up?
It is the top end. Cairns is the top end of the north.
Yeah. Great.
It's pretty freaky in there.
Yeah.
I hate the Cairns. You look good in them, though. You look like Rogan.
Thank you. Yeah. You got a very Rogan vibe.
What do you mean by that?
That's
interesting.
Rogan Josh. Fuck. You just fucking walked all over the best riff of the day. Because he's Indian. Did you know that about him?
Yeah, he did a whole show about it, apparently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched that show.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
All right.
Just hear you laughing at me bombing.
Dude, the kiss of death?
Yeah.
Me laughing at the back of a room? No, I was laughing because it was well-structured and good jokes.
Get the fuck out of here.
This was really nice.
All right. Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the Kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hex Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Queensland to my New South Wales. Everyone else that's here. That's fucking Ben Hunter, Pete James, and Cam Duggan.
Here we are, baby.
Yeah, real Brisbane bitch crew.
Brisbane heavy.
We finally pulled it off, boys. We got him in a room. Let's beat the fuck out of this little dweeb.
Do I get bashed?
I'm on your team.
Yeah. Duggan's on my team.
Would you identify as a...
Hunks versus nerds.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You think we're the nerds?
No.
You think me and Ben Hunter are the nerds in this room?
Yeah. I would say so.
Well, maybe just Pete James.
Fuck off.
Yeah, you can be on our team too.
No way I'm the fourth.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm the fourth one.
Yeah.
You're the fourth one.
You're on the end.
The little spectacles, you look like a mouse that grew up and went to college.
Stuart Big.
Stuart Big.
Yeah. All right. Well, if this is what we're doing.
Yeah. But thank you guys for doing this. This is another capperless episode. But Pete James, you wanted to do a capper impression for the entirety?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I'll do it.
Do you think you could maintain it? I don't know if you'd want to. It would be a real chore.
I'd be like, you know, like when Jared Leto did the Joker and he was in character the whole time and really annoyed everyone. I'd be doing that. Like, I'd just be just eating shit food and smelling bad and being old and weird, you know?
That is method, dude.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah. You don't want to try the voice?
I'll try the voice. Jake Smith is incredible at the voice. I don't know if you've heard his capper.
No.
But my capper is really just an impersonation of Jake Smith's capper.
Okay.
And it's just going, oh, man, a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Mike. Oh, so good to be here in Sydney.
It sounded like I was giving him a wrist ache for a second.
Oh, Mike, you are so good at that.
Oh.
I'm going to come.
Oh, God. That's some nightmare
How
fuel.
Do you feel about that? Put you right back in the room, didn't it?
Exactly. I feel seen. And Ben Hunter, first time on the pod.
First time on the pod. Second time on any pod.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a thrill to be
here. What was the first pod you were on?
I did there's a comedian in Brisbane called Dan Dennis.
Uh-huh.
And he had a
Double D.
He has a Double D, and he's got a video game podcast, which I think the last episode
nerd.
Of.
Yeah,
oh yeah, it was a nerd. No. It was actually a podcast about picking up chicks and driving fast cars. And
and you started talking about video games.
No, I'm with you guys. Let's beat up Pete. Come on.
So you canceled his pod? Is that what you're saying?
No, there was one episode after me.
Yeah.
And then that was the end of that. Maybe it's on the hiatus.
Right.
It's a good podcast.
Then you're saying there'll be one more episode of Phone Hacks and then we're done?
At that point, it would become a trend.
Yeah.
As opposed, you know, we wouldn't be able to say that correlation does not equal causation because this would be a pattern.
Yeah, that is a pattern.
The death rattle.
A Ben Hunter appearance on the podcast. Yeah.
Ben Hunter's a fucking cool name, though. It's strong.
Oh, thanks,
Is your middle name like Pussy or something?
No, I tell you what, my...
His nickname is...
Yeah. Come on, hella.
Oh, high five.
No, my middle name is James, so my name's BJ Hunter. Which is...
That's not bad at all.
That's fucking... Is that for real?
That's... do you want to see some ID, Michael? Like, yeah, that's my middle name.
Oh, yeah. BJ Hunter, fuck yeah. That,
funny thing to lie about.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a crazy thing to make up.
Yeah. So do you do that on stage? That's a fucking gag right there,
bro. I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
But it's a bit rude. It is a little rude.
Yeah.
Working a little blue, huh?
It's a little crass. It's a little...
Hey, man, spin your wheels up there, you know?
Sometimes you have to...
But are you hunting BJs?
Well, that was the part of the bit. It's like, yeah, it's cool either way that you...
Yeah.
Depending on which way
you
look at things. Like some people, some blokes, they would love to go out there and, you know, give BJs.
Yeah.
But personally...
what type of blokes?
What type?
Yeah.
Like, oh, homosexuals.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I prefer when a guy suck me off.
This is a little, fucking good bit.
Thanks, man.
Dude, why would you? We're at the store later tonight.
I know. The only bits of mine that you've like verbally said you like is that one, and then the other joke, and they're both about homosexuality.
Do you want to tell the other one here, right now?
All right.
Okay. This is Doug, and you'll love this.
All right.
A gay man with a black eye walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And his friends go, oh, did you get into a fight or something? And the guy goes, yeah, but you should see the other guy. He was cute.
That's not bad at all. Hey,
you got the Doug and seal of approval.
Yeah, I don't know. That felt a little like he had to laugh at that.
I promise I didn't.
Yeah, no. I don't think you've ever fake laughed at anything.
No, I would love to sit across from you and go, dude, that sucked.
Yeah.
I love being that really guy, but
pretty
that,
much, yeah,
that was
your,
funny.
Your primary character trait is saying that sucked.
Yeah,
so that's I've never seen him laugh that hard before in my whole life.
What a thrill! Three from three. Wow,
it's a great gag. I think you should definitely pull it out this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, do BJ Hunter tonight and then maybe tomorrow.
I'm going to say don't do BJ Hunter. I'm going to be our grown up in the room and say don't do BJ Hunter.
Okay.
But I think he's cute.
No.
He's so good.
I'm thinking BJ Hunter is more surefire than, fucking he's cute.
It should also be noted that Mark would love to see you bomb.
That's not true at all.
You would love to see anyone bomb.
Why do you think that? I want to see my...
Because it's like funny to watch people
we
bomb.
Blossoming friendship.
We bonded.
Yeah. And I would not like to see my friends bomb. People that I don't care for, eat shit.
I love nothing more than watching my friends bomb.
Yeah, it's pretty
funny. I can't handle a bomb. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I got to go to the bathroom. I can't be in the room.
Yeah.
It makes me feel nauseous.
I love it so much.
I know,
dude.
But you love the pain of...
Okay, but there's a difference between your friends bombing who you've seen kill and you know that they're good comics. Right.
Yeah.
Whereas I've never seen Ben before, and so I wanted to see him do well this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
if
he was eating shit the first time I was ever seeing him, then I'd be like, yeah, this guy fucking sucks. You know, he doesn't have.
Yeah, man. You've really grown up since you got this TV gig. You're really mature.
Yeah, I have. But if I see you eat shit, then it's like fun for me because
it's
like to just see you panic and struggle.
Yeah, but
that's good.
You don't see me panic. You'll see me struggle.
Yeah.
And it's like I've been here before,
dude. We've done a few of those base comedy runs where it's just a fucking minefield. Clang.
We've been working around to get it wrong.
We're touring comics.
Good on you. Congratulations.
I think the only type of bomb that I would say like I enjoy in any way is like the alternative comic bombing to a room of people not getting it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like seeing like Sam Campbell at 11:45 in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Just taking it in the face with great gala stuff, like fucking eating it. That's really good because all the comics go, man, these are the dumbest people in the world. How are you not loving this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just like straight stand-up, like joke, punchline, silence.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, especially because the act that was eating it last night, rather than just leaving the venue after the bomb, like came to – talk to us afterwards.
Nice.
We hadn't been on yet. And we're like, ugh, don't get that fucking stinking failure.
What'd you guys reckon?
On me. Yeah, dude, that shit.
See that?
Yeah. Oh, dude. But then the pivot, the thing is, like some people, like you said, if it's a train wreck on stage, they're almost funnier, right? Mm. Like there was an act from Perth that, you know, no one really talks about it anymore, but you would remember him. And when he was eating shit on stage, it was the funniest shit ever.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the best, right? But then, I don't know. Like the other night, I thought I was having a rough set, and rather than just go back to old material, I was like, oh, I'll just double down and do my most heinous new shit.
Yeah.
And I led with one joke bombed, and then I asked if there was any squirters in the room.
that was pretty hectic when you said that.
What was this on? Was that Tuesday at the factory?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
So funny. Any squirters? Awesome. You know, just crazy.
Dude, that's crowd work right there. Yeah. Any squirters, you know?
Did anyone say yes?
They started squirting.
Actually. Yeah. Man, you're never going to know if you don't ask.
That's true. So this might actually be the Christmas episode. So this is...
Really?
Know, we're on theme. We got, you know, the cherub.
Yeah.
Kind of an elf man.
For those listening at home, I was the cherub.
Yeah, Pete James is the cherub.
I'm the elf man.
And then was like sexy Mrs. Claus.
All right, I'll take that.
And then are you
I'm
Santa?
The Jew. I'm just the Jew.
Yeah, right. You're like celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah Harry. Yeah, that was our character. But thank you guys for being here. So like, we'll just go around and share all our like favorite Christmas memories and
that's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to start, Ben?
Favorite Christmas memory. I loved my very first Christmas.
Oh, your first one?
Yeah.
As a baby.
You
remember it?
No. But there's some pictures of me and I'm having a blast. I seem to really be enjoying myself.
Why was it so good?
I was still on the teat.
I loved that mother's
milk.
That
good stuff.
Juicy melon.
Yeah, well, cow's milk nowadays disagrees with me. It's nice knowing that there was a time where...
Milk, you weren't lactose intolerant.
Milk was cool.
Yeah.
I could have it.
Yeah. But that's the only milk you could have. Every other type of milk doesn't agree with you, but some of that sweet...
Yeah, well, I've not ventured back to the teat since leaving my infant years.
Right.
But maybe it's the gut.
Which one of us do you think breastfed the longest?
Dude, I was just thinking that. I was like, I'm not going to ask that though.
It would be
Pete James.
Yeah, it would be you.
Yeah, well, did anyone stop last week?
Yeah, I was going to say you're only 6 months off to today.
How old? Come on.
I actually don't know the answer.
Double digit.
But I feel everything about me screams. Oh,
this is crazy. Yeah,
I've got that breast milk bloat about
my
face.
You do,
I'm not sure of the answer to that because I've been banned from talking about my mum's tits.
Is that for real?
Yeah, that's no more talking about mum's tits.
Who put the ban?
The whole family. That was a big intervention. We're here to talk about mum's tits, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!" And I'm like, "No, that's it.
Oh shit,
no more for you."
Whose mom has the best rec? Looking at all of us. I'm going to say...
We've met each other's mums.
We have, yeah.
Oh.
I've never met your mum.
No.
Like in person.
What?
Huh?
How you've met her?
Just like over
Zoom. Yeah, just online. Oh, Zoom. Just in the DMs.
We matched
one
with
the chat rooms. Okay.
I got matched with Goldstein 24 and it wasn't you, I thought, well, that's got to be mum.
Oh, she's big on chat roulette.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
She's
an influencer on it.
I'm not familiar with your mom in any way.
Nor should you be.
Is your mom the Indian one? Or is your dad? Okay. So we both got brown moms. And, you know, the browns, shit tits. That's a chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. You like that?
I love it. So it's our...
glad this was on your one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this is fucking... We're meant to be doing a mug-off straight after this.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you're still doing it because you're... Well, I guess I'm solo, but it's just me and Capper. But you're down Yaz and Jerry.
Yeah.
Right. You sure you want to do it?
Yeah, the numbers are going up.
The biggest mug-off of all would be not doing it, you know, and just telling them you did.
Yeah, that's true. Where's this file?
You can tell them that, right? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
All right, so we're just doing this one.
In a microphone.
That's basically every app too, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, the premise of the show, if there is any first-time listeners jumping in on this one, is we all swap phones.
We rank the guest mother's tits, and after we've done that, then we get on with it.
Yeah. The phone racks.
Yeah, the phone racks. Is fucking good, dude. All right, and what was I saying? That we swap phones, spin wheel, decides whether to go through draft tweets, camera roll, notes, or search history. But Duggan, you know, he said just notes. He's only comfortable with notes, which speaks volumes about the filth.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm.
How many digits is your passcode on your phone?
I don't even want to tell you that. Oh, why are you asking the question?
I'm just wondering, like, because you know the most people is four numbers, but if you're like, if you've got some pretty heinous
it's only four.
Just four.
I mean, it's not even that crazy. I don't trust anyone in this room to be going through my phone.
Really?
Okay.
We've done multiple episodes of this.
Yeah. And I'm uncomfortable. I'm deeply uncomfortable every time.
Yeah.
Is it always just nuts for you?
No.
You've never gone
the
camera.
The first time I came on here, we put up a post saying that I'd sent a nudie video, I think it was, to an ex-girlfriend, and she'd shared it online, and she's sending it around to people, so please, if you get it, don't open it.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of people just being like, you should go to the cops, dude. That's illegal.
Yeah.
You should go to the cops.
Yeah.
And everyone was quite concerned until Charlie McCann said, got it, not going to open it. Sorry this is happening to you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't even remember what the other hacks you've done have been. But, I mean...
The last one was announcing that I'm running a crowd work workshop.
That's right.
I had a couple of people genuinely inquiring about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not real, dude.
I mean, it is your strength. You are great at crowd work.
Yeah, but I'm not great in a classroom environment.
But it's only a matter of time before, you know, like financially, you're like, all right.
Happened a long time ago. I reached that point a long time ago.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Like, if there's genuine interest in it, you know, this could be your thing.
I'm genuine interest. Well, I was three guys.
I was devastated to hear it was a joke.
Really?
I already got
Why
the line.
Would I tag Kyle Legacy in a real business pitch?
Because he appeals to a different market.
Yeah.
It's important to get huge influencers and big name, you know, people on board.
He's fascinating, man, because he's, I mean, I don't know, fascinating is probably too strong of a word for Kyle Legacy.
Yeah, but he's gonna have a lot going on, huh? But fascinating.
He's fucking like just going to every shithole corner of the world, and he's just on stage doing crowd work, and like no one can understand him in his home country, but he's like in Estonia in a basement, like fucking, I can't do his accent if anyone could do it, like, but it's insane to me.
Did he just play like a big theater in Estonia?
And it was like dead silence because people are just confused. Like, yeah, his accent's so fucking strong.
Yeah, it's very thick.
Can anyone do a good Legacy? You got one?
Kyle Legacy.
Eh?
Yeah. That's sick. It's all that sick.
Yeah.
That's mostly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, good on him doing crowd work in English to people who don't speak it. But, you know, it's a braver man than me. And Ben Hunter, you hunt BJs in your spare time.
In my spare time, they say don't turn a hobby into a business.
Yeah, you know, never work a day in your life.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I can really challenge that notion.
Yeah. Cool. Pete James, you were on very recently.
Very recently.
Yeah. And that was when you were staying with Ben Knight, and we got you to message Knighty saying, there's water everywhere. What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we just pussied out of it so quickly. Yeah. Unfortunately. Fucked it. Really fucked it. Mm. But he's so not, like, you know, it's the hacks against the people. Like something on that personal level.
What did he do? So because you look like he can't swim. Was he concerned for your safety?
Yeah, he was like, don't worry about the... Get out of there, man.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Yeah, get to higher ground.
can't lose my little bubba. but yeah, and the Sam Pang thing with Kappa was very
much.
Really enjoyed that.
Kappa, multiple messages to Sam Pang saying, how do I get your radio job now that you're leaving?
I saw that.
Yeah.
And he genuinely tried to help the first time, didn't he?
I think so.
But then to ignore the second one. Oh,
yeah.
Brutal. And I was talking to Cameron, and he was like, oh, I still haven't. followed up, and
I think he eventually sent a message back, like saying like "good one" or something, which is so dismissive.
Yeah,
you know, it's just basically saying "leave me alone,"
which would probably be an awesome message to send. Please just leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Like, I haven't really thought of any fresh hacks. There's one I have in mind for you.
Of course you do. You're always thinking of ways to fuck with me. I'd be disappointed if you hadn't.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I would be sad. Like, did you forget about me?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't thought of a way to fuck with me for a while?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think you'll enjoy it. But I'll float it at the end if you want to do it. Fucking whatever. And what do you have in your phone that you're hiding, Ben Hunter?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
No, just sort of BJ Excel spreadsheets and
schedules.
Schedules.
You're not a big screenshot guy? You're not.
Oh, I'll screenshot.
Yeah. For what purpose? Privately bullying people in group chats?
Some of that.
There's a fair bit of that going on. That's mostly what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Oh, that your big thing?
I'd take a lot of screenshots. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. But then there's someone in Brisbane at the minute who's like, screenshot things, but then putting them out on public stories that you would usually just send to a group chat.
Really?
And it's really concerning.
Oh, you have to tell me who this is.
Yeah.
Tough way to find out you're not in any group chats, isn't it?
Yeah, rough.
But this is public.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, oh, you haven't even realized that people do this privately. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting to watch from afar.
Yeah.
But
are the people who are being screenshotted and put in the stories responding? Like, I guess you wouldn't know.
I don't even, because I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't think they would be seeing it or really.
Right.
Or even if they did, I don't think they would understand that they might potentially be being bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So.
I love this.
So they're screenshotting what, like status updates or something?
Status updates, messages with the person and then putting it on a story.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is wild. And not blacking out the name.
Who is this?
Anything.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
not blacking out the names or anything.
No.
Holy shit. Yeah.
That's some insane behavior.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, because I don't know. Like, the Brisbane is kind of known as a bit of a snake pit of comedy.
No, the message board is known as a snake pit.
The Brisbane, what's it called? Is that the Brisbane Comedy
Message
Board?
Comedy Geeks.
It's a real
board.
Yeah.
That's the people in there I've never heard of, never seen in person.
Yeah.
Anyone that's commenting in there, insane people.
Yeah.
But the on the ground, great hang. It's great people, good people getting around. But that thing is nuts.
Yeah. It still goes off like, what, once every...
Oh, man, you'll see it. Yeah, you see one post and then you'll see 126 comments and one of them is Kirsty Wiebeck being tagged because she's such a fan of it.
Yeah.
And that's an afternoon. That's the rest of your day just reading everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrific.
But isn't it most of it like old school comics that don't even really gig anymore weighing in on shit?
Yeah, like open micers that stopped when I started.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
they were around for like a year when I started, and they're still like, well, actually, this is what I would like to see happening in the scene. So, what are you doing, dude?
Fuck. Well, I mean, the Melbourne, every city has a Facebook comedy group, right? And it's fucking vile and toxic. And the Melbourne one's just as shit. I think when we had room runner Carl Chandler on, we had him posting it like, hey, guys, I'm looking for work if anyone like knows anything going. And it absolutely broke him. You know, just
he's probably still getting messages about that.
That's
dude.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go through the phones. So hold on to your phones for now, but I'll spin the wheel each time to see what we're going through.
Which way are we handing?
Let's do to the left. So
that's the worst thing you could have said.
Well, because Duggan gets yours.
I was like, please give me Ben Hunter.
But if Duggan said, okay, just notes on his, are you like just...
I'm just closing my app so it's a fresh start.
I thought you were vetting shit.
No.
But everyone else is cool with notes, Google search history, draft tweets, camera roll.
Yeah. Well, I don't use draft tweets, so that
I don't have anything there.
No tweets?
No tweets.
I think the notes is probably, this is where my most unhinged behavior happens.
I would say last time I did the podcast, I was telling Ben this on the way home, I did a little vet of like, you know, the 12 photos I would really like not to be seen.
Yeah.
And put them in like a private folder, but I realized when you take things out of a private folder,
yeah,
if you go to post anything on social media, it's like, you know how we'll have you, like, your camera roll most recent. So they just get bumped to the top. Yep. So anytime you open Instagram to post something, it's just like the 12 things all in a row. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that again. So I'm just hoping you don't find the 12.
All right.
So good luck.
Right. I do have a keen eye for buttholes, dude.
They are all buttholes too.
Keen eye for a brown eye.
That's your show title.
Yeah, that's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they keen haven't responded to my emails, but I have pitched it.
Brown eye for the queer guy?
Flood that out tonight, Mike. That's pretty good. We're all getting bits to try at the comedy store.
All right, so I'll spin the wheel each time so you can hold on to your phone for now. But first, Ben Hunter will be going through my phone. And to see what he's going through, I'll spin the wheel. It's going, and it is notes. Notes as well.
Oh, baby.
Right. Are you a big notes guy, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can flick around. There's either joke ideas from this year. There's set lists. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you want to go into the most recent one, it's...
Steal some gold.
Go through the joke ideas, I reckon.
Yeah. So
I'll also do whatever you want.
So that's just notes for me, but we'll spin the wheel again for your phone.
Oh,
so you
great.
Can,
yeah. Do you need the wheel back?
No.
Or I'm looking through this.
You're looking through it now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So do you just have one big note?
It's, just one giant.
Oh, that's nuts.
Note. I think this is nuts as well. What
that's what I do.
To have one massive line of.
I go year, but so like this is.
2022 joke ideas.
Yeah.
This does make more sense.
Yeah.
I've got a thousand of them.
You go what? Note to note.
I just open the new note every single time.
Right.
For anything.
Dude, that's so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because then you're just scrolling through notes. Scroll through the one note. Because
then it's also there with shopping lists and
But you can go like, you can title each individual note. So you can go like, you know, fucking whatever topic and then the joke.
No,
so
I'm
if you scroll through, you go, what was that thing I had about? And you go, oh, fuck, there we go.
How many ideas are you having?
Mate, I'm a fucking visionary, man.
This note just says the Mike Goldstein of comedy.
Yeah.
I love that. That's referring to yourself as the Mike Goldstein of comedy.
Brainstorm a new Instagram handles there, Mike.
No, well, I'm glad that got a laugh in the room.
Dude, that is so funny.
That's legit.
I think that's fucking stupid as hell. That's so funny.
It's legit the show title for next year.
Is it actually?
Great. Yeah.
That's great.
That rocks.
The Mike Goldstein of comedy.
Yeah.
Do you know the show title I put on my application this year was just Clamorin?
Oh, fuck. That's great. Clamorin James?
Yeah, it just says Clamorin.
Like you love clam or like you're clamoring?
Just Cameron Duggan. Clamorin.
Clamorin. Oh, yeah.
Means nothing.
What's been your dumbest show title?
That one.
No, but prior. This is this year's, right? Clamorin?
Yeah.
So prior to that, what's the dumbest?
This tops it.
Really?
I mean, the other ones I probably tried
put
to make.
Put a bit of effort in.
Probably tried to make something
Clamorin
appealing.
Duggan. I just called you Clamorin James before too. I fucked that up.
I thought you were doing a bit. You forgot who I am.
Clamorin Duggan. I mean, that's not bad.
It's just Clamorin.
Yeah. Oh, not even with the Duggan.
Cameron Duggan. Clamorin.
Yeah. You just call it Clam Duggan. Like you'd. Diggin Clam?
Or Cameron Duggan.
Cum Dug? I don't hate Cum Dug.
That was the Socceroo from the World Cup.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, there's a Socceroo player called the Cum Dog.
Jason Cummings, and they would... We call him the Cum Dog.
Yeah, and he's got a tattoo across his chest that just says Cum Dog. I swear to God.
For real?
Yeah.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
it's
sick.
We need people around us to tell us to not do things sometimes, I think.
Any other notes in there?
It'd be funny if he got that over a Southern Cross.
Yeah.
A Stranger's Thing.
This was...
A Stranger's Thing.
Yeah.
I'm on this path with you.
Yeah. So this is my mom is, you know, old and brown and her tits suck. And she gets the name of shows wrong, like classic, whatever, old fucking thing. And instead of saying
buddies,
instead of saying Stranger Thing, she said a Stranger's Thing.
That's
and
pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I tried it on stage, saying she told me she, you know, they have Netflix and she tried a Stranger's Thing and it wasn't for her. And I was like, oh, that's either her getting the name of the show wrong or she's down at the glory hole.
Cheating on dad.
Yeah, cheating on dad. And then people are just Cool. Yeah.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
What's worse, kill a baby or molest a boy? What if it was Hitler?
This has come up before because I'd like to think it's a very good moral conundrum to float to people.
Would you molest a baby Hitler?
Well, what's... No.
Sorry.
Given a time machine, what would you do?
Yeah. What's worse, like, say it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you lose it?
What's worse, kill a baby or molest a boy?
Yeah.
What if it was Hitler?
Yeah. What, how would you answer that? What's worse?
If both of these...
Are you like standing at a lever on a hill and you look down and there's a boy and a baby and you've got to pick
both of them are Hitler?
This is the carriage thing.
Would you rather? So is it better to kill baby Hitler or molest 8-year-old Hitler?
Yeah. Well, it's kill baby Hitler. Because
kill baby
Hitler. But then surely if you molest him, you'd like do more ongoing damage for his future.
Then kill him.
No, if you molest
him. I think you're robbing a future.
I don't know. Yeah. They're like, you're trying to... No,
if
actually...
If you molested him, it would explain a lot.
He'd be like, oh, we got to get these Jews.
Yeah, let's get them back.
No. Okay, I've confused myself with this one now.
I think you confused everyone.
Killing a baby is... Molesting a boy is worse than killing a baby, right?
You think so?
No, killing a baby... What's worse?
I don't know.
Real deep dive into the Mike Goldstein psyche.
This was phrased properly in the past. Go back to another episode where we explore it more fully. But yeah, another note that hasn't come up.
I'll do a more recent one.
Yeah, be right at the bottom.
Yeah.
This doesn't go top down.
They've made every holiday slutty. Truly impressive.
Yeah. So this is...
So that is true.
Yeah.
We were talking about this the other day. I think this has got legs.
It's a bit that I haven't tried
yet. And they're open.
Yeah. I mean, we all know Halloween is like the international slut day.
Yeah,
right?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, mm-hmm. right? Because they can dress like whatever and sexualize it and make it provocative. Yeah. But then eventually, you know, and then there's also sexy Mrs. Claus, as mentioned before. You know, St. Patrick's Day, they leprechaun.
They've made every holiday for the fellas.
Yeah. Well, but it's just like exhibitionists or like, you know, women wanting attention online and you get clicks if you show, you know, enough flesh or whatever. But eventually they'll come for every holiday, right?
Yeah.
So then, I mean, Anzac Day will be the last to fall.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they're doing like a fucking sultry TikTok dance to the last post.
It's what the diggers would have wanted.
Breasts we forget.
I was thinking lust we forget.
Lust we forget is good.
Breast is great too. Yeah. And then maybe I'll leave it here. But this just says Ross speech, which I imagine is a wedding speech you've prepared.
Yeah.
And it just starts with intro myself and then diversity comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the Mike Goldstein of comedy.
For those of you who don't know.
One of the most expensive weddings I'd ever been to, and across the road was the Trump Tower in New York. So you could see it like from where the wedding reception was, you could see the big Trump Tower. And in the room, it was the whitest, richest people like I'd ever seen. And old, generational wealth.
Yeah. Old money.
Old money. And I opened by saying, looks like a lot of you would be way more comfortable across the road at Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And it fucking killed with half the room. And then all the, like, there's people who are legit Trump supporters that were just like kind of like, what's your fucking point?
Go on.
Yeah. So that was the diversity comment up the top, I think, pointing out how old and rich and white they were, you know?
Right. What are you getting married, Goldstein?
I don't know. Like, we're just spending the money on, like, traveling around and having a good time.
Sick.
And the thing is, we go to these weddings and we see how stressed the bride and the groom are. And we're like, why would you want to put yourself through that? And it's such a weird collision of worlds.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean?
I've made a deliberate attempt to separate all of these friendship groups.
Yeah.
And now they're all hanging out.
Like, imagine you meeting my auntie or something. Like,
I would kill it in that room. I would kill it in that room.
Oh, God. Or Capper talking to, you know, one of my high school buddies.
Well, I mean, obviously, don't put me in that category.
Yeah.
Me talking to tiny brown ladies? Dude.
Oh, no, that's your wheelhouse.
That's my jam. Yeah. Moms love me. Dads are sus on me, but moms love me.
Yeah, true. Well, you know, eventually I think it'll happen, but we're kind of in no rush. But sorry, you know, you guys don't get an invite.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just thought it might have...
I thought we bonded.
I thought it might have already happened and they were like, nah, don't worry about it.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Pete James is going through in Ben Hunter's phone. It is... Oh, there's a noise on that. It is camera roll.
All righty, Peter.
How do we feel about this, Ben?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you go through and...
I had a little peruse, but I, from memory, there was nothing that I was particularly concerned about.
Yeah.
Okay. Having a squiz. Oh, okay. Here we go. I've got...
Why are you looking at that like a dad on Facebook?
Who are these people?
This is very interesting. Yeah. He's got a lot going on in his little life, this young man. He's doing fantastically well, this Ben Hunter boy.
How old are you, Ben?
I'm 21.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
Thanks, man.
So young.
Okay,
so
I've got clean. I've got a video.
Now, you can legally suck me off. Sorry.
I've got a video here.
Cut that out, please, Callum.
You work for a radio station?
Yeah.
Do you?
Like Street Team. Chalky Milks.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Chalky Milks?
Yeah.
You're a Chalky Milk guy?
I'm a Chalky Milk
guy. For who?
For...
you don't have to say if you don't want to.
That's, I'm sure it's probably SCA. So like B105 in Brisbane and Triple M.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have the energy of like a Chalky Milk radio.
No, they were uncertain about hiring me for that reason. Some of them had seen my stand-up.
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
And then... they met me.
Well, don't you have to be like a radio, like,
bleh. Oh, you gotta go, hey guys, what's going on? This is awesome. We're here at Spotlight Windsor's grand reopening. Who wants to spin and win the prize? Yeah.
So you put it on like that.
Yeah.
I'm actually so obsessed with this as a job. Who wants a Chalky Milk?
Pete did that as well.
Half the room Chalky Milk former giveaway people. Well, yeah. Current for you.
Current.
Yeah, I was giving away Chalky Milks. I loved it, man. Have you ever had a job where 100% universal approval rating from the general public?
No, of course
mate,
not.
Mate, no one's ever upset to get a free chocolate milk from the chocolate milkman.
Yeah. Fucking oath.
Constant approval.
No, people
everybody.
Do love you.
Dude, yeah. I'll get a speeding fine getting down.
But anyway, it's you. You're working a shift.
Yeah.
And there's like six different takes of like a cucumber.
Oh, yeah. You've got to make videos for like the Instagram story. For like every time you go out and like a certain company will sponsor this afternoon's like 2-hour stint of you guys going out and parking at two different spots and giving away stuff.
Mm.
And it was like a cucumber company.
cucumber company.
They were like baby cucumbers, like little snack ones.
Uh-huh. Oh, like a jucumber.
What?
Like your dick.
Got
it.
Cucumber.
So yeah, and then we had to.
Sorry. No, that's fine.
We had to make this video.
I think cucumber.
This is why you're the Mark Goldstein of comedy, baby.
Thank you.
And I'm just a little off.
Yeah, that's why you're driving the fucking RAV4 around, dude.
Making cucumber videos.
Yeah.
So that you had to make content for...
For the Instagram. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And does it go off?
No. Well, we don't even get...
He loves that.
These companies pay like quite a bit of money to have like a 15-second video on like the whatever Instagram story it is,
right?
From the whichever radio station's account it is.
Yeah,
but apparently they get like probably a few thousand views on the Instagram story. I don't know how many people are purchasing the cucumbers from it.
Shit,
but
yeah, if anything, it'd just make you want to go out and buy a cucumber, right? Like, how different can they be?
Yeah,
yeah, but they're little.
Yeah, right.
They're snacky.
They're cute.
They're the perfect size.
Any other photos in there?
I'll do like a little rapid fire recap of what I've seen.
Uh-huh. You've
probably got like a monthly shirtless photo update.
Yeah, just feeling hot.
It's not a progress thing.
No.
No, just feeling hot at different
times. I've lost a lot of weight.
Get after it, dude.
Yeah, man, feel yourself.
You don't seem like
I lost like 10 kilos in the last like 6 months.
Doing what?
Have you really?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I moved out of home.
Uh-huh.
And...
Stopped eating.
Yeah.
And then I think part of it, I'm
on that sad boy diet.
Yeah, well, I'm no longer in a relationship that I was. So you're just going on dates and stuff and you're...
How's he doing, the other fella?
He's cute.
He's cute.
Right.
I should check in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just shirtless photos just to kind of.
It's just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you post them?
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
Are you sending them around?
No.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why I'm doing
it. Who cares?
I think part of it as well was I was really trying hard on a mustache, and I think it was trying to emphasize a mustache.
Oh, yeah, I've got. There's a mustache one in here.
Yeah. But it's just not happening.
You gave up?
Yeah, wrong.
I gave up. Look at me.
Yeah, but no.
you just have that now, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I get a lot of shit for it. I mean, I don't think it's great.
What do people say the most? Oh, I mean, obviously, there's the one thing that we all say.
It sucks. It's sparse. You look like shit. No one likes you.
Yeah.
Your mom's got shit tits.
And then you grew the mustache. That we can
tell just based on your mustache. Yeah, I bet your mom has a shit rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is just that there are comic screenshots, but it's majority like old school.
Yeah, like what?
The Road Dog types.
Yeah, sure.
Anything in particular?
Like pictures or message boards?
One is, I don't know how to describe this one in like an appropriate sort of way.
Show it to Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it couldn't be more Queensland.
Well, I was, yeah.
So that it's like an old.
I think you could describe it without naming names.
Old, like real old school act.
Yeah.
At the beach in their beach wear.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's seen a few summers. That's good.
Yeah.
I'd say. Yeah. Yeah, if
fuck.
Yeah. If there were a catch.
That skin has never been in salt. It's perpetually outdoors, that skin.
Yeah.
If they're a couch on Facebook Marketplace, the price has been bumped down twice to get the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fun. What was the reason for that? Just to go.
I think I was making some like collages. I live with three other comics in Brisbane, and then in our living room.
You got to print this out.
No.
You pop it down to Officeworks with that picture.
I work at Officeworks. So I'd sort out. So in our living room, there's this like unusable. This is a photo of Pete there.
Uh-huh.
But there's this unusable space that we've got nothing for. It's just a little nook.
Uh-huh.
So I printed out a poster that says comedy at the nook.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like
a little gig,
which it's bad and it never happens. But I was just making like these comedy posters of just like just random people from around the place.
Right.
And that was like for one of those. So it's just like.
Sunday night at the nook.
A variety of. For Sunday night at the nook. So if you guys are ever in town and you want to go to
the nook?
Sunday night gig. Yeah, it's a
it
good
goes off. It's pretty good.
The Nook runs a good one.
Should we put down the Nook?
Yeah, dude.
Most nights,
book me at the Nook.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll do the Nook.
The hottest lineups.
Hottest lineups.
Yeah.
And they have to wear what they're wearing on the poster.
All right, Petey Jamesy, sweet little Petey Pie. What do we got for you? I don't even remember what we went through in your phone a few weeks ago.
You went through Google search history.
All right.
Looking up autism in women.
True.
Autism in women real?
And this is camera roll again.
Oh,
so camera.
That's not camera roll again. This is camera roll first time.
Yeah, but camera roll.
Call this the camera roll.
All right. God bless.
All right. What do we got here? We've got some Photoshop stuff.
Yeah. You don't seem like, I don't know, the bullying or malicious type, you know? I don't think you would be.
Not overly.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it sound like I am.
Well, you most certainly are.
I'm a sweetheart. I'm really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a screenshot in there, but I don't want to bring that up.
Can I say it out of curiosity?
Yeah. That,
Oh, yeah, no, that's funny. I'm happy with
can
that.
Can I say it? Hold on.
Don't be mean, dude.
Oh, yeah, what's the purpose there?
It just made me laugh.
Yeah. It's just, friend of the show.
I mean, it is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just it was just Emma Zammit on Ree's story, just looking so confused and unrelaxed.
Right.
Hanging out.
Their legs crossed.
Yeah. Oh, it was just, you just wanted to keep it so you could bring it up to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just the caption that Ree felt like, look at her, so relaxed and comfortable, and she's just legs crossed on her couch, just looking like so out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. That's above board.
Did you think he was That was for like a wank bank situation, or
oh well, that you know.
I know that's what he was doing with it. He loves seeing women uncomfortable. This guy,
yeah, he's very good at it.
He loves a woman who's like she's not sure of being there.
He said you're a creep.
Yeah,
yeah.
You make women uncomfortable.
I'm saying you're a big sex offender.
Yeah.
Is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have so many photos of Ben in here?
Because the hat says I fuck on the first date. That's
a sick hat.
Did you still have that hat? No, I stole that hat.
Actually. Oh!
I'd prefer.
But do you still have it?
Yeah, I've still got it. I didn't bring it with me.
It's so funny.
It's a good hat.
I've stolen it from someone. I'm hoping they don't realize that I've stolen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't listen to this.
Kind of.
Well, this is what I'm like. You know,
that guy kind of looks like Jacob Lingard.
Oh, do you know who this is? I've got great stories about this. We should dive into this.
There's a photo of a man taking a selfie with a monkey, and he's flipping off the camera.
Yeah.
And who is this guy?
Okay, so, and you know, he might hear about this. You know, he's in comedy circles.
Sure.
But there's this guy, an open micer in a city in Australia. And he just went on his first overseas holiday to Bali. And he was there for about 12 days. And there was just a group chat going. We were tuning into every day of his Insta story like they were episodes. So we got episode ones out, you know, like got to get into this.
Just dropped.
Yeah. And it was incredible. It was the funniest comedy release of the year, easily.
Yeah.
Seeing this guy on his first overseas holiday in Bali.
By himself?
No, with another guy who seems to be, you know, reasonably interesting. Sort of character. And first day he gets there, it was just like he's got this driver, Katut was the guy driving the thing, and he goes, oh, we've just gotten in this other guy's cab, and he goes, hey man, what's your name? And he goes like, oh, my name is Connor, I'm from Timor. And he goes, oh, okay, we're from Australia. And the guy just has this look like, yeah, I know, cunt. Like,
yeah, definitely. You're wearing the flag, dude.
Yeah. And then the next story is like, so Connor, out of his fucking name, he's just ripped us off.
Oh,
and he's just, first day there, he's like being ripped off. And then he wakes up the next day and he's like, oh, I've woken up with an ear infection.
So it's spiraling.
Yeah. Oh. He's like, I've woken up with an ear infection.
I got progressively worse.
Yeah, every day or something else. And he'd be like,
you never hear of a bloke getting Bali ear.
Yeah. But he goes like, woke up with an ear infection. Hope the fact that we're going to the water park this afternoon isn't gonna make it worse. Oh. And we're like, boys, are you kidding?
Strap in.
Yeah, it's like a script. Yeah. We're doing sports bets, $1.05, he drinks the water today.
Does he end up like getting
a good trip, but it's just him posting. He's like, the food is amazing, and he's eating spaghetti.
Fuck, that's good.
Sort of shit. Have you seen anything? I'm so clammy.
This is just mainly promo material for your shows, but it looks like here. I hope you're making fun of this, but there's a man just doing like a sexy slide.
What the fuck?
Watch this.
There's heaps of these accounts that just kind of sort of archive guys posting thirst traps on like TikTok.
No, I know that man.
Oh, you know this guy?
I know that man.
So it's full on like Magic Mike-ing.
Yeah. Have you watched the video?
Yeah.
Dude, this
guy's crazy.
Yeah.
But how do you know this man?
So he worked at my old
club or something.
He worked at my old work.
It's one of my mates.
Is it?
But he started.
That's your ex. That's how he's doing. Yeah.
That's the cute guy.
He started working for like one of those male exotic things for hire, and he's like made this video. But I've never seen someone like less coordinated. So I took this video and I saved it from his Insta story.
I love he struggles to get the shirt off too.
Struggles to get the shirt
catches
off.
On his head.
Like I get you can't dance, but surely you get undressed most days, don't you?
No, he does the floss like the.
But the shirt doesn't move. He's just like rubbing his taint against the fabric. But I saved it and then I would go on Insta stories and you know he could add music.
Yeah.
So we had a group chat where everyone would add different music.
Yeah.
And send it to each other. Nice. So you'd add like the. Thomas the Tank Engine thing over the, so he's just like grinding.
That's very funny stuff.
Fuck, and so man. We're doing that. That was real fun.
Yeah. So how do you know him?
He used to work at the theater that I worked in at Cairns.
Right.
And Yeah,
I know. Shitty male stripper.
I'm so in it. He's still my favorite follow.
Fuck.
I'm so
in. Is he still doing that kind of gear?
Yeah. Well, he does that, but he's got a bit going on in his life, and he's very vocal and outward with his emotional stuff. So he's using
social media as a diary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he goes,
these guys. They're always a good follow.
He got his heart broken, and he goes to the gym a lot. And he'll, be at the gym with put a sad music over the top, and it's like 2:58 a.m. And then he'll have a video, and it's him like stressing out a rep, and then he drops the things and he screams in the gym like a full and he takes his headphones off and he collapses into his own hands.
Oh, fuck.
So yeah. I save all these.
Yeah, she's going to come back, dude.
Yeah.
As soon as she sees that, she's coming back. I cannot believe.
I'm addicted to
what
it.
What a pensive man.
Yeah.
Quickly, Cam Duggan's notes.
Yeah. I think jokes, the unhinged joke ideas.
Sure.
Will probably be the best ones.
Are you doing a show next year? Have you been writing much?
Been trying to.
Clamoring. Is my dog gay or does he just like peanut butter? That's pretty good.
I really like that joke.
That's fucking
nice.
That's a really good bit.
Yeah.
Have you given that a run?
Oh, yeah. 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 And so as people just be like, I think that man's unwell.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is fucking real good. And then call me the Lion King the way I arim away.
Yeah, that's about eating ass.
Yeah. That's okay.
Arim away. That's a good thing.
Arim away.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking real good.
That can either kill or get a lot
of
growth.
In the butthole, the mighty butthole, Cam Duggan eats tonight.
I normally just say a rim away and then just fucking just doing a champion's pose until people are like, is that it? Is that the whole bit?
Yeah, that's the whole bit.
I think you need to do the song, man. Really round it out. Having sex with a girl called Haley and then singing, I just saw Haley's pussy. What is that?
You know, like Haley's Comet?
Okay. A bit more of a stretch.
Yeah. Such a stretch.
Well, that one hasn't gotten a run yet.
Dude, you should be tweeting these. They're all like short enough, but yeah. Haley's pussy, I would never have got unless she's legit said Haley's
car. I don't even know the melody in my head now.
What else do you got here? This just says antipasto. I love the stuff.
Yeah, antipasto. How can you be antipasto?
Yeah,
I love the pasta. Stuff.
Yeah, love pasta.
No, antipasto.
Yeah, I get it.
No, not pasta.
Pasto. Pasty?
No, you know, like fucking like olives and shit.
Yeah.
He's just saying how much he likes it.
Yeah. Antipasto?
They should just call it pasta.
I get it. Oh, so, but it's not pasta. Pasto.
Isn't that what it says?
Antipasto. I love this stuff. So it should just be called pasto?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you needed that at the end.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I'm less of a sugar baby and more of a splendor baby.
Yeah.
guy who, and more peanut butter based stuff. Guy who puts peanut butter on the dog's balls.
I mean, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny in anyone's language.
Yeah. This one speaks to, all the other guests in the room. Queensland is the state of window decals.
Don't you reckon?
I think a lot of stickers.
Yeah.
A lot of stickers up there.
Yeah.
You come down here, need a plumber.
Well, what's the main sticker? Let me guess. All right. The main sticker up there, either it's No Fear is probably too old school, or like what? Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes
a lot
kissing.
Of just like businesses.
Oh, really?
Like whole windows.
Yeah, on schools. Like,
Monster Energy?
On a like a souped up Commodore.
Yeah.
It's like, it's mine. And it's a woman driving it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not right. I realize that, and tell me if I'm burning too much here that you might use in the future. I realize that I'm the guy who gets bitten in a zombie movie but doesn't say anything because I think I'll be fine.
Maybe. Yeah, like I would just lie.
Yeah.
All this apocalyptic stuff. I'd get bitten and just be like, no, it's a hickey.
Yeah.
And then just turn. I was just rooting.
Oh, yeah.
I was rooting.
Yeah, make it cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
a bleeding, gaping room full of maggots. Nah, it's a hickey.
she was horny as hell.
Oh, dude, yeah. And they're like, what? That zombie? That
yeah, baby? And Tom just like, he was lying about rooting.
I mean, man, some of these, DaBaby getting canceled and coming back as the old mate.
Well, I was like, because he got canceled, right? For saying some very homophobic stuff.
Right.
But you're allowed, like, no one actually gets canceled. You can just come back. He just changes his name to the guy.
The guy? The old guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the adult?
The adult.
I'm very high when I write a lot of this stuff.
Dude, no, I love it. I mean, there's some that are like full paragraphs. But yeah, I'm just going for the shorter ones.
Absolute nonsense.
Another gay one. Gay conversion therapy. The gays seem like they're having fun.
Yeah, so you know gay conversion therapy?
Yeah.
But I want to go there to be gay.
Yeah.
Oh, convert me the other way.
Yeah, maybe like I go in there straight as hell and they just start throwing curtain fabrics at me. How do you feel now? Like, I like it.
Yeah.
We need more pillows in here.
Oh, hell yeah. Like doing songs from musicals and you're like, it's catchy.
Yeah, we got any show tunes? We turn off the Limp Bizkit and put on some show tunes?
I'm the bearer of bad news. Bear is spelled B-E-A-R. I'm the bearer of bad news, gay and sad. So there's a theme.
Yeah. You know, bearer of bad news? Yeah. Well, I'm the bearer of bad news.
Gay and sad?
Yeah, I'm a gay hairy guy. The bearer of bad news. I'm gay and sad.
One more. I'm trying to see.
Think about all of this stuff on my own.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Dude, there's some fucking good shit
just,
in here.
It's just you.
Yeah. Would you believe there's no collaboration with anything?
Yeah. Well, this is on the other end.
I would imagine
the
like someone just being like, don't write that down, dude.
Yeah. This is on the other side of the sexuality spectrum. You've got, I've got a mutt fetish. A fetish for mutts.
Yeah, you know, like a foot fetish? It's just a rhyming thing. I got a mutt fetish.
Yeah, yeah. Mutt is such a great word.
It's so funny.
Mutt is the funniest word. I think mutt and stiffy make me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Having a mutt fetish is just means...
You're just like, being straight.
You're just normal.
Yeah, I'm straight. I got a mutt fetish.
Got a mutt fetish. It's like, do you mean... No, it's a natural fetish. Love mutt. I love saying mutt.
Dude, mutt is a fucking great word, dude. Like, you go on the subway, ask for a mutt long.
Is the plural of mutt meat?
Yeah. it's a mutt point. Yeah, I think that's it. Like, there's some real good shit, man. I can't wait for Clamor and Duggan getting dumped in Wooly's uniform last
week. Oh, yeah, that's a very old bit.
Yeah.
You've heard that bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so that's it. Yeah, we're like right on time. We fucking cranked it out.
Oh, fuck yeah, look at that.
The most legendary Christmas episode of all time.
Oh, ho, ho.
There you go.
Very festive.
Yeah. Merry Muttmas.
Muddy Christmas.
Muddy Christmas. And the only hack that I thought for you, Duggan, is that your co-host of the very successful podcast, The Mug Off, The Mud Off, is away in Costa Rica for, 2 months?
He's coming back end of January, 3 months.
Didn't he have like a farewell comedy show? Like he was going to be gone forever?
He did. I don't think the show went ahead though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
No one bought tickets.
I'd say no one bought tickets.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But he recently, so he's in Costa Rica. He's, you know, having a good time, I guess.
I think I know where this is going already, but go on.
What do you think it is?
Is this when he posted a photo saying that he's found a Duggan and Yaz over in Costa Rica?
Is that the one where he's like shirtless on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. Do you guys, you know, Gerard McGowan? Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. It's him on the beach there.
He said he found a new Duggan and Yaz over in Costa Rica.
Yeah, and he's with two dudes.
It made me laugh a lot when I saw that photo.
Yeah, good times chilling at some beach. Mel Gibson is trying to buy. Found a new Yaz and Duggan as well. And there's only one comment, and it's his wife, who laugh emoji, heart emoji. So I didn't realize he actually mentioned you in the caption.
Yeah.
Are you right? You know, so that changes things. But because I know how he is and how much he trains and works on himself. And then I was thinking you could either say they must not have gyms in Costa Rica or shit rig or just something about him being
just a comment on that.
Yeah. But then I was like, yeah, that now that he's actually fucking talked shit on you and the thing. It would almost be better if it came from like a Pete James or a...
Or a Ben Hunter.
Or a Ben Hunter. Oh.
How's this turned around?
First time on the show.
The first time on the show. Yeah, you got to pop your hex, Cherry. Yeah.
So fresh.
Yeah. So what, shit rig or there must not be gyms in Costa Rica?
That would be funny because he has posted photos of him going to gyms in Costa Rica.
And how would he? Have you met Gerard?
Never.
You've never met him.
No.
Are you? Do you follow each other on?
No.
Okay. So you have to, follow him. I guess on
Instagram. Such a good hack on Duggan. He really earned him here.
Why don't you comment? They should call it Sloppy Rigs de Rica.
Yeah, that's good.
This is also making you look bad.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't care.
You're not involved in this at all.
I think this is a great hack, Mike.
Well, because Doug has done plenty of hacks in the past. Pete James has been on, so this is flipped over to you.
They should call it Sloppy
Rig-a-Rica?
What? Sloppy Rig.
Well, Costa Rica, Sloppy Rigs to Rica.
Really?
No.
Or do you think just doing the gyms. They must not have gyms in
Costa Rica.
I get to pick.
I vote the first one.
Yeah. There must not be
the
any
second
gyms.
One's like, what the fuck does that mean?
There must not be
any gyms.
Any gyms.
From a dude he's never met.
Yeah. Who's this little guy?
You just followed him.
Yeah. Should I follow him before I send the comment?
Oh, maybe it's better if he doesn't follow.
I think follow him so that he knows.
Well, he'll still see the notification if you can comment on it.
Dude, he's going to be fuming.
Yeah.
He's going to beat the shit out of you, dude.
There must not be any gyms in Costa Rica. Follow him or not?
Do you just go hashtag sloppy rig?
Can you put another comment
hashtag shit saying, rig.
Am I wrong? This guy looks like shit.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I follow him first or not?
Yeah, I don't care. If you can comment without following, you know.
Yeah, you can do that.
Then you're just going to look like a guy who's
just stumbled upon it.
Dude, this is going to drive him nuts.
All right.
Because it's nighttime there at the moment.
Yeah. I've sent that. Done.
Okay.
And then reply to my own comment saying, am I wrong? No,
don't reply to it. Put another comment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Am I wrong? This guy looks like shit.
Or hashtag shit ring.
I like am I wrong? This guy looks like shit. This guy looks like shit.
He's going to be so mad at you, dude.
No, we'll say fucking.
I'm going to go, am I wrong? And then there's the emoji. That's the big red exclamation point and question mark.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you know what? Put am I wrong? This guy looks like shit. And then do the emoji where it's like blowing smoke out the nose, like you're scorching him.
Yeah.
Hashtag, and then another hashtag shit rig, or just leave it?
Just
all right. Sent. Oh, I did reply to whatever.
That's all right. That's and then awesome. Just screenshot it, and then if you're fucking real worried about it, you can.
No, it's okay.
I mean, he'll be asleep. He won't see it.
Yeah, and then he knows of this pod. And
it's there.
It's there. Screenshot it. Send it through to me, right. Dude.
That's
killer.
So funny.
Fucking thank you guys so much for coming on.
Dude, he's gonna be so bad at you.
You have no idea who I am. Just a rock.
You've never met, never done a gig together.
Never met.
Is your page like public?
Yeah.
So he's gonna be like, I will fucking destroy this cunt.
And I just
who is this 21-year-old?
Who's this dickhead?
It's worked out so well.
How many mutual friends do you have with him?
On Instagram?
That'd be a lot.
Followed by 75 other people that I know.
So he's going to know you're a comic. He might piece it together.
Yeah.
Well, my Instagram is like, it's
and also
that
like,
I'm a comic.
To open your Instagram and like the first row is Comedy Zone announcement and then a video of you doing stand-up in a Superman outfit. Just to open and see this cunt has said that you have the shittest body.
It looks like shit.
And then, okay, Superman.
This worked out perfect. This is one of the best hacks.
Oh, man. For sure this is going to get there. As soon as the second he wakes up, dude, yeah. This is going in the group chat. Who the fuck is this?
You got to stick up for me there, though.
We will. I mean, eventually. You need to... We could let it ride for a little bit.
I mean, as soon as he posts it in the group chat, he's already having a meltdown.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'll be like, dude, this was fun hacks.
You can let it ride.
Do you follow Ben?
No.
Because I'm like, if he goes and checks the mutuals and sees like
Mark people that... Me,
yeah. Well, everyone follow Ben Hunter, Pete James, Cam Duggan, and fuck, we'll let this one ride until Jerry loses his fucking mind.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
If he doesn't do anything,
he's gonna be so mad.
If he doesn't do anything, you're gonna say that you saw it.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much for doing the holiday episode. If we release it that week, who knows? And then what? We gotta do a mug off now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Listen to the Mug Off podcast.
Listen to the Mug Off podcast.
Yeah, get around that. And then, Pete James, you're still doing the...
Smut Club 1990.
Smut Club 1990. And then the Nook.
Nook Comedy every Sunday. Address. just hang out with me.
Just hang out with Ben Hunter. Thank you guys so much for doing it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Of course.
Love you, baby. All right.
Thank you as well, I suppose.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, you had the kings.
You've had the kings.
Love you.
We do a little speech.
Bye.
Yeah, little soft kiss.
This is the Mug Off, baby.